For this Christmas season, music critic Milo Miles has two suggestions for CD presents that he guarantees will endure way past Christmas. I never met a girl who makes me feel the way that you do. You're all right. Whenever I'm asked who makes my dreams real, I say that you do. You're out of sight. So be by, boom, boom. Look out, baby, cause here I come. And I'm bringing you a love that's true. So get ready, so get ready. I'm gonna try to make you love me too. So get ready, so get ready. Here I come.
Ah, sweet mystery of box sets at Christmas time. I can just hear Santa's little elves conspiring together.
What overwrought monstrosity shall we drop on the helpless consumers this year?
How about a cube of Aerosmith? Or wait, another Everly Brothers. No, I got it. Jimmy Buffett.
Well, box sets are supposed to be extravagances, more likely something you would give than buy for yourself. But let's consider the R&B fans in your life, okay? There's some durable finds out there for them.
Ain't no words to this song. You just dance and hum along. Ain't no words to this song. You just dance and hum along.
The Can't Miss Gift is a definitive anthology from a group that's a strong candidate for the best of all time, The Temptations. It's a 5-CD set called Emperors of Soul, and it really lets you hear how the Temps reinvented themselves over and over again for more than 20 years. Sure, there's the rasp of David Ruffin and the sigh of Eddie Kendricks, but The Temptations emerge as an entity that overshadows even its most gifted lead singers. You get the doo-wop Temptations, the Smokey Robinson Temptations, the Norman Whitfield Temptations, the Temptations of a Thousand Faces in the 80s. Most of the unreleased or unavailable on album tunes are as spiffy as the guy's suits. As they say about Super Bowl teams, so many weapons here. So many sturdy voices, tight arrangements, crisp musicians, savvy songs. Even if you think you know the Temptations, Emperors of Soul might amaze you. My second selection is a little trickier, a little less famous. The Los Angeles funk band called War had the world in its pocket in the early 1970s, top 10 hits and all. But War's albums have been hard to find for a long time. Fortunately, there has never been a richer presentation of their work than the 2-CD collection called Anthology 1970 to 1994, which draws on all their phases and labels. War began as a backup group for, of all people, Eric Burdon, the guy who once sang House of the Rising Sun with the Animals. On Anthology, you can hear how the group kept Burdon's impassioned idealism but dropped his histrionics. They became a potent groove unit that could mix encouragement and biting social criticism in the same song. Musically, they put together a still unequaled blend of Latin and African-American idioms that was sweet and steely. The song selections here are both inclusive and decisive. Although the recent numbers sound a bit redundant, they are as limber and sensuous as ever. For those who don't fear the funk, Anthology 1970 to 1994 can indeed provide all-day music.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.